A police motorcade escorted the governor past a group of 50 protesters gathered at Salinas High School's back lot. That was as close as they got to the governor, who toured the school's career tech program and left an hour later. In recent polls, Schwarzenegger has a 40% approval rating and is neck and neck in the governor's race with Democratic challenger Phil Angelides.
The governor's here on a campaign stop in his reelection bid.
John Nolan, president of the Salinas Valley Federation of Teachers, called the tour a managed photo op.
The school called me, invited me to come in and do this demonstration, so I obliged.
On Tuesday, Robin Dodd, who graduated from Salinas High School in June and wants to pursue an acting career, showed the governor how a wind tunnel works. Dodd says the education he got at Salinas High was stellar.
I was heavily involved, you know, leadership class, after-school activities, drama, so I feel I got a very well-rounded education.
But for most students, this isn't the case. California ranks 48th in the nation for public education funding. Many schools are overcrowded, lack adequate facilities, and suffer from a shortage of credentialed teachers. As a result, California students lag far behind national averages. Schwarzenegger is touting a recent state budget investment of $100 million into vocational programs as one solution to California's education woes.
We can teach our students to become carpenters, to become plumbers, to become mechanics. You know, they're all decent ways to make a living, but they do not pay a living wage.
Margaret Cerna Baretti, a Salinas school district trustee, says the governor doesn't understand the needs of working people.
While it's great to support voc ed, will these students who even take these voc ed courses be able to make a living here in our own community?
Salinas is consistently ranked as one of the most expensive places to live in California. These economic issues, coupled with a lack of adequate career counseling, creates an unfriendly environment for students, says Nolan.
So you have kids, you know, either being put into college prep track or put into vocational track, but where's the counselors, you know? How do you help them to make sure they're pursuing their hopes and dreams?
Nolan says Schwarzenegger is missing a lot of the points on how to help support public education.
Frankly, if economic conditions don't improve a little bit and resources and support and programs, living wages, etc., if that stuff doesn't improve, you're just going to have really rough conditions out there for citizens.
In July, the U.S. Department of Education threatened to cut millions in federal school aid from California unless low-performing students can show improvements. Vinny Lombardo, Workers Independent News.